Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. A warm welcome to Learn Your Faith series. Alhamdulillah, today we are once again, we have come together. And today we have a very interesting topic to discuss about. But before we go to that, let me share with you, I'll give you a brief introduction to our guests. Alhamdulillah, we have Brother Yusuf here, who has come all the way from London to join us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing, Brother Yusuf?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm very good, thank you.
MashaAllah, nice to see you. Thank you for coming and joining us. May Allah accept your coming here. And inshallah, very soon we will hear some beautiful words from you as well. Brother Yusuf, would you like to give a brief introduction to our viewers?
Yeah, I'm from London, and I am studying in Jamiatul Medina in Bradford. I accepted Islam and took my Shahada about 4 years ago.
SubhanAllah.
About 4 years ago. And I'm 20, I turned 22 next month, so I accepted it when I was 18.
MashaAllah. Wow, that's very inspiring to hear that. Alhamdulillah, Brother Yusuf is studying the 6-year Alim course to is intending to become an Islamic scholar. May Allah make this journey of seeking knowledge easy for you. MashaAllah, thank you very much. We have Brother Bilal, who has joined us from Doncaster. How are you doing, Brother Bilal? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I'm very good, thank you. I reverted to Islam 12 years ago. At the age of 60, I'm currently striving to learn the Quran and the Hadith of our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, wow, wow, amazing. Inshallah, you will very soon see Brother Bilal speaking, and he is very inspiring for all of us, inshallah. We have a very unique personality here. Brother Noor, who has come from Bolton to join us. How are you doing, Brother Noor? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Very good.
MashaAllah. Brother Noor, would you like to give us a brief introduction?
Well, I reverted to Islam in 2008 after being a priest in the Church of England for 34 years. I graduated in the Jamiatul Medina here in Bradford, the Alim course, becoming an Islamic scholar last November, and now I'm working with the new Muslims in this country, in the United Kingdom.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, today we have been blessed with these great brothers here who have joined us, and today we are planning to discuss some of the challenges that new Muslims face around the globe. When someone embraces Islam, he overcomes, he faces a lot of obstacles, a lot of issues, a lot of problems, and they are like an important part in his life. They come, and to some people, they are very extreme. Some people make an easy transition when they come towards the Islamic life. Some of the issues that they face are, like, for example, rejection from the family and friends. They find it difficult to get married. They find it difficult, or they don't normally register their name by deed poll. And then this has its own consequences. Then sometimes they have issues and problems with, like, existing marriage, difficulties in changing lifestyles, difficulties in learning Islamic knowledge. And also, they find it sometimes very difficult to mix in with other Muslim communities. So they come to Islam sometimes, and they face a lot of challenges, a lot of issues that they need to tackle. And today, alhamdulillah, we are here to highlight some of them and also to discuss some solutions. So this could, one, to create awareness to all the viewers here, so you become aware that what goes on through a new Muslim, through a revert person's life, and what and how does he overcome them. Some they make it through easy, sometimes they struggle. Today's topic is very important, and something that every revert, every new Muslim brother or sister will face, and that is expressing his Muslim identity. Expressing his new Muslim identity for in front of his family, his friends, relatives, work colleagues, and the whole world. And inshallah, we will hear more about the challenges and how difficult is this an easy process. We will hear this inshallah from our guests inshallah. Brother Bilal, when someone embraces Islam, how easy or difficult is it for him to express his new Muslim identity to his family, friends, or anyone else?
It can be extremely difficult or extremely easy, according to the situation he is in. The difficulty can arise from the way the new revert decides to dress, to present himself, even to the extent of the way he speaks. But the ultimate objective of the revert to Islam, the new revert to Islam, is to invite non-Muslims to Islam. And this can only be done by showing the perfect side of Islam. For example, good manners, good behavior, cleanliness, kindness, these kind of things. It cannot be done by shouting from the rooftops, so to speak. It has to be done in a gentle way.
But so, here, Brother Bilal, you know, once someone embraced Islam and then he wants to go home and let his family members know that I've become a Muslim, how does he normally do it? What goes through in his mind?
I think that the new revert to Islam should initially, before he takes Shahada, let his immediate family know his intentions, and they will be prepared. If he takes Shahada and he has not told his immediate family, then it will become a shock to them. If they are prepared, then they either accept or reject his intention.
But Brother Noor, if the family, you know, it rejects that you embrace Islam or someone has embraced Islam, how does that, you know, how does the revert feel? Can you express some of the things that he goes through?
Well, personally, when I reverted to Islam, I didn't have all these difficulties myself because I had no family to share this with. The first time when I became a Muslim was, the difficulty was when I was going to walk on the streets and meet people who knew me, first of all, as a high up member of the community, but now was dressed in a different form of clothing. And at some points, there were people who, when they saw me, would just cross the road and walk on the other side and ignore me, which was quite hurtful for me. But that is one of the things that one has to put up with. But if you are firm in your iman and your faith that Islam is the religion for you, and you feel at peace within your own heart, then there's no difficulty at that point of view. Because if you show to the whole community the way you act, the way you speak, the way you care for other people, in the way, if you're of new religion, people will then realize that, well, this person is he has changed, and he has changed for the better, and we must accept it. So there is that point of view. But there are, I know, people when they become Muslims and revert, have very great difficulties with their family and with the people at work, And but if your iman is strong, then Allah Azza wa Jal will guide you and keep you.
SubhanAllah. Two different sides, isn't it? Brother Bilal mentioned the difficult side, and Brother Noor made it so easy. SubhanAllah. Let's see what Brother Yusuf has to say here. So what do you think? How easy or difficult is it for them to express their new Muslim identity?
I think expressing an identity is based upon a belief. If one's belief isn't strong as a Muslim, then he wouldn't be adhering to the Islamic dress code, to the Islamic manners, to the Islamic lifestyle. But if his belief is strong, and he's 100% certain that this is the way of life, this is the true way of life, he or she would not mind and would not care about what people would think, because their intention is to please only Allah Azza wa Jal, and to follow in the footsteps of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But on the other hand, there are people that when you first come to Islam, it might be a bit difficult.
Can any of you remember any incident that someone found it very difficult that you want to share here? You want to say something with them, Bilal?
I certainly can. I said to my immediate family that one of the reasons I've reverted to Islam is to give up the lifestyle that I'd been leading, which was doing the wrong things. And that I wanted to become Muslim to make myself for the benefit of my family and for the benefit of mankind a better person, a cleaner person, a more honest person. And my advice was that if any man or woman decide that they desire to become a better person for the benefit of mankind, then logically they should be encouraged and not discouraged.
Allahu Akbar. Something that comes to my mind, I remember receiving a text message from someone. This individual, I was aware that he embraced Islam for, you could say, 6 to 8 weeks before. And as soon as he embraced Islam, I was notified from the local community that, you know, there's this individual who's embraced Islam. Could you please help and give him the support, especially with his Islamic education? And I said, why not? I'm more than happy. And I tried to get in contact with him. They sent me a number, but I couldn't really get a communication going. Then I went back to the same individual. I said to them, look, if it's possibility, could you please go find him and let's have a meeting with him. And I want to know how he's getting on. And sometimes, you know, they have a lot of issues and then they will leave it to themselves and they're not coming out then. So some months later, I received a text message through someone else saying that I am struggling to express my Muslim identity in front of my community. That's when I realized these, you know, 6-8 weeks that he's not coming out and reaching to us is probably because he's stuck. He doesn't know what to do. You know, sometimes your brain freezes and you don't know what to do. And but like Brother Noor, you know, mentioned, you know, it's not difficult. You need to be strong with your faith. And I remember Brother Noor once said to me, and that is a beautiful thing, you know, when you embrace Islam, although you'll have some rejection from the people around you, but in reality, you've embraced Islam, you have joined a bigger Muslim family. The whole world is with you now. Why are you worried? No, you need to be strong. No, we are with you. You know, Muslims around you, they are with you, inshallah, they will support you. You've just made some new family members. And you haven't really been rejected, you've been accepted. So, well done to that decision that you made. But now you need to move forward. Well, however, the reality is, sometimes, you know, we don't have a formal document, you know, to say that I'm a Muslim. The reality is, you don't need that. Okay, if someone embraces Islam, he says the Shahada with his tongue, he testifies it from his heart, he has witnesses, and his Islam is embraced Islam now. But sometimes, you know, being in the community, because a lot of people are not aware of you, that you embrace Islam, you're not a popular person in the community, it becomes difficult. Sometimes you face a lot of other challenges. And I have in front of me a new Muslim certificate. And this is actually from Brother Noor. So it's his own when he embraced Islam. And this is back in 15th of June 2008. And that's the day when he embraced Islam, or that was the closer time when this certificate was written and has been signed by him as well. And on this, you know, he makes it clear of his faith. And also he signs the paper. The Imam who was involved at that time, he signs it as well with, he's got four witnesses as well. And this paper, new Muslim certificate, although it's not a necessity, it's not something that you have to have, but now we see the society that if someone has that, it becomes you know, a lot of, you know, it becomes like a strength to the individual, you know. And I want you guys, you brothers in particular, to discuss this. You know, what are the benefits of having a new Muslim certificate? Should someone have it? And if so, why should he have it? What do you think?
If a person cannot change his name on the passport, and for example, he wants to go Hajj, you know, we all know that there needs to be evidence and proof in order for someone to go to Hajj and to show that they're a Muslim. And a certificate would not only prove and show that, okay, this person is a Muslim, but it's there as a protection against when you sort of pass away as well, when you pass away. If, God forbid, he passes away, how would the burial, the funeral services...
It's very complicated.
Yeah.
You know, I will probably share a story with you as well, but it really gets complicated. You know, if people around you don't know that you're a Muslim, and if someone passes away, it becomes very difficult. You know, from the moment to give him the ritual bath, the cleansiness, the purifying, and then the funeral prayer itself and the burial, all this gets very complicated. Subhanallah. Brother Noor, what would you like to say on this?
For me, becoming a Muslim, I felt that I needed to make the Shahada in the mosque. I know some people who revert to Islam make it in a very many different places, you know, in the home or on the street or anything. But I think it's a necessity for me anyway. May not be for some, but if you're going to change your religion to the religion that you know is the one in your own heart that is for you, then it is, I think, necessity to do it in front of other Muslim brothers so that you can share this with them on this occasion. And also that the certificate or that you've signed is the sign that you have committed yourself to becoming Muslim. It also means, for example, that if you want to change your name by depot, which I did, you have something to prove. You also, when it comes, if you die suddenly without any else, at least you've got some proof there that you are Muslim. You wouldn't be buried as another religion.
I agree with Brother Noor, because if you yourself took your Shahada and you're at home and there's no witnesses, there may be one or two brothers, but they lose contact, you are the only person that knows that you're a Muslim. But if you have witnesses, if you have brothers in the mosque, brothers everywhere, they know you're Muslim, and you do pass away, you have witnesses, and you have a certificate as well, with your signature, with your name, that shows that you are Muslim, and a certificate just shows in the eyes of the authority and the funeral services and the government that you want to be buried according to the Islamic tradition.
Subhanallah. Here, I would like to draw your attention towards this very important Islamic ruling, that if someone has made that decision inside, you know, is mentally prepared to embrace Islam, then he shouldn't delay it. Not even for a fraction of a second. You know, he should proclaim the words of Shahada and accept the faith, you know, from the tongues and testify from the heart as well. And this is not a necessity that he has to go to a certain Islamic institute or a madrasa or a masjid to embrace Islam. As soon as possible, no, he should go forward And if he can say himself, you know, he can have this, accept the faith himself. He wants to, he can do it in front of few people. But he shouldn't delay it. Why shouldn't he delay it? Because the reality is there's no surety of life. We don't know how long someone will live. And if someone embraces, even in the comfort in his own house, if someone embraces Islam, you know, he says it with his tongue, and he believes in his heart as well. And then, you know, it says few people with him, he's expressed it as well. Now, if, for example, he passes away, then he's passed away as a Muslim. And this is a great favor, you know, of Allah upon him. So he shouldn't delay it. What if someone says, okay, I'm ready to embrace, but I'll do it next Friday. I'll go to the mosque congregation, I'll stay after the Jum'ah or before the Friday prayer, you know, I'll meet the Imam and I'll embrace Islam. So this period, you know, we don't know we're going to live that long. We don't know. Have we not seen people, you know, leaving this world at young age? People leave this world at different ages. So in that case, you know, it is important that that person embraces the beautiful deen, the beautiful religion, the beautiful way of life as Islam. However, as we are discussing the new Muslim certificate, like mashallah, the way you brothers have just mentioned, that it is recommended that you have a new Muslim certificate, which will be a means of prevention of, you know, future incidents that could occur. And these three things that will where you will require, and it's recommended that you have this new Muslim certificate, because these three things that will come in your life, if you have a new Muslim certificate, it'll become an easy move, easy way of forward. Number one, at the time that if Allah Almighty calls you towards the journey of Hajj, you want to perform, fulfill the fifth pillar of Islam, you want to perform the Hajj journey, then on this it is important that you have some document to say that you're a Muslim. And the third thing that what you mentioned before, I think that is very important, that it's important for your Muslim identity that you have a new Muslim certificate, because when you pass away, when you leave this world, then you can't really speak to anyone. And if you kept it so secluded, no one really knows about your new identity, then how will the rest, you know, the funeral process, how will that take place according to the Islamic rituals? You know, it gets very complicated. I really recommend you to please, you know, go to your local Islamic institute or a mosque and request them to give you a new Muslim certificate. Fair enough, you know, you didn't have it before, you embraced Islam 5 years ago, but you can make a fresh one. Yeah, there's not harm. You can always, you know, repeat the words of, you know, testimony of the faith again as well. There's no issue with that. In fact, it's encouraged. You should keep doing that in your life. And there's no doubt, you know, if you can do this, you will relieve yourself from a lot of complications in the life and also after you pass away. Also, we talked about, you know, changing the name. Could you explain, you know, what's the procedure?
It's very easy. I was given a name when I became a Muslim by the Imam, so I was given the name Noor Muhammad, and I added Hussein because it was the family who brought me to Islam. So my name is Noor Muhammad Hussein. What you have to do is to go to a local solicitor, any solicitors, and you say that I wish to change my name by deed poll, and you take, if you've got an Islamic certificate with you, you can take that, and all the solicitor asks is what name do you want, and they ask a proof of your birth. You have to take your birth certificate along with you, plus any other documentation, and then within a week you go back to the solicitor and you're given this document, and you have about six other copies of these of the change of name, so that when you change your name, you have to then inform your bank to get a new passport. If you've got a mortgage on your house, you have to inform the building society, and are there any other people that would require an evidence that you had changed your name. So you have plenty of copies. So it's not difficult. It costs between £60 to £80 to.
That was going to be my second question. Does it count? Does it cost thousands of pounds?
No.
Yeah. How much did you say?
Between £60 and £80.
£60, £80.
I think that changing your name by deed poll, when you become a Muslim, it gives you that firmness of identity of yourself as a Muslim. I know I spoke to another revert Muslim who had done the same. He says he'd been a Muslim for so many years, usually having his old name, but he had an Islamic name, but didn't use it properly. But when he changed the name by deed poll, he felt he was a new person, and this gave him great sort of confidence in himself as a Muslim, which I think does once you've done it, you really feel that, you know, this is it, and you feel as if you're 10 feet tall.
Yeah, I agree. It's a new life. It's a new way of life. You've completely submitted yourself to Allah, and you know.
No, we're talking about expressing Muslim identity. You have taken the Shahada, you have embraced Islam, you have submitted to yourself, you have submitted yourself to the will of Allah. Allah Almighty, the Creator, is with you. Why are you worried? Why are you scared? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is with you, the whole Muslim nation is with you. Yeah, you need to be strong, stay firm, inshallah, things will become easy, inshallah.
And also, yes, another thing, that I want to mention really is when I became Muslim, I didn't know any other branch or any branch of Islam. I lived with Muslims all my life, but when I became Muslim, I wasn't knowledgeable of the various branches of Islam, and I was thankful to the people who helped me. On the day after I took the Shahada, when I went to Fazani Medina the next day, and I was fortunate to become a poet, Murid of Amina Sunnah, the second day after I became Muslim, which is the basis of a help. And so Amina Sunnah is my spiritual director, although I know I've met him a few times, but he is there, and I know he knows me, but everyone, I think, needs someone to help and guide them on their journey.
Alhamdulillah, you mentioned Amir al-Sunnat. Amir al-Sunnat is a title given to this one of the great personalities of our time, someone who is the heartbeat of millions of Muslims around the world, Mawlana Sheikh Ilyas Qadri. May Allah give him long and healthy life. He resides in Karachi, which is the city of Pakistan. And there's no doubt, you know, the work of deen that he has done and he is doing now tirelessly, with utmost love and devotion and steadfastness, is just amazing. You know, at someone at his age and he's still working so hard and running, you know, in a way, and you know, want to move forward, want to spread the message of Islam far and wide. Through his efforts, this great movement, you know, came about with the name of Dawat Islami, which is now a worldwide network, and Dawat Islami has centers across the world. Across the world, many countries, and today, here, whilst we are talking, our department is called Learn Your Faith. Learn Your Faith is specifically department which deals with matters of the new Muslim community and English-speaking audiences. Alhamdulillah, we are here today. We have just recommended you to please consider in having a new Muslim certificate for yourself. And also, there is something very important. As a Muslim, something that we should all consider, we should make a will for ourselves. And it becomes a lot easier if you have a will ready for yourself, especially for the new Muslims. And if you wish to learn more about the importance of writing a will, you want to know how to write a will, I would like to recommend you a beautiful booklet which is written by the great leader of the Muslims today, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri. If you go to our website www.dawatislami.net and go towards the book library and search for the 14 Madani Wills or Madani Wills. If you type that in, you'll find that book, and it's available in the English language as well. By reading that, you know, you'll be moved. You know, I can assure you, you know, if you read it with, you know, concentration, whilst you're reading, there's a possibility your tears will be flowing as well. And the way that book has been written, you know, it's very short, but it's very powerful. And it gives that great message, you know, to all of us that it's important that, you know, we have a will made for ourselves. Again, just to conclude some of the points, today we were talking about expressing Muslim identity, and we discussed some of the difficulties that our brothers and sisters face when they embrace Islam, and also we discussed some of the solutions. You know, if you could, you know, get these things, you know, sorted in your life, it'll become a lot easier for you. I would like you, brothers, now just to give a final message to our audience, the brothers or the audience who's watching us. There could be of many types, people from various walks of lives. There could be someone who's actually interested in Islam. He's considering to embrace Islam, but he's not making that decision. And there will be people who have embraced Islam, and they are going through these problems, especially with Muslim identity. And also to those people who are our Muslim brothers around the world, but they don't really take this seriously, you know, especially when it comes to helping and supporting our revered brothers. What message would you like to give to them?
For the new Muslims and for people considering to become Muslim, I believe the biography of the Prophet is one of the most important things that you will ever read. I say this because once you read about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what the Prophet did for us sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you will realize it is the truth. You will realize it is the truth.
SubhanAllah. Beautiful words there. Brother Bilal, your final message to our audience.
To seek the pleasure and the blessings from Allah Almighty, and to learn the Quran and benefit from the hadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
SubhanAllah. Brother Noor, what message would you like to give today?
If you're thinking of becoming a Muslim, do not be afraid. Allah Azza wa Jal is guiding you and leading you, and all you have to do is just say yes to Allah.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Just a brief message for myself as well. Those individuals who are considering to embrace Islam, don't delay it. Now come forward, and this is Islam is a complete way of life. It's the best thing, it's the best decision that you will ever make. And I really recommend you go for it. Come forward and embrace the teachings of Islam. It's not difficult. The main article of embracing Islam is to have this firm belief in the heart, and you say with the tongue. But before this, you reject your previous religion or whatever religion that you followed. You have to reject that first. Then with the tongue say that I believe that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the Arabic word used for the creator. So I believe there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is his last messenger. And as soon as you say this, you have embraced Islam. If you want to say the Arabic words as well, you can say them. La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that's how easy it is. Come forward, embrace Islam, and then start a new life, a new journey of your life, inshallah. You will love it, you will enjoy it, you will have peace, you will have happiness, you will have comforts in this world and in the hereafter as well. And those individuals who are struggling through making that expression of Islam, don't be afraid. Allah Almighty is with you. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is with you. The Muslim Ummah, the Muslim nation is with you. We are with you. Why are you worried? Why are you afraid? Be strong. If you need help, if you need assistance of any way, please do contact us. You can contact us through the Madani channel email addresses. You can get into us through our official email address, learnyourfaith@dawatislamiuk.net, or if you wish to, you can contact us via our official Facebook page, Learn Your Faith. And but please don't be alone. You know, don't just stay at home and do nothing about it. Let us know. Now we are here to help you wherever you be. We will try our best to reach out to you and give you the peace and the comfort, inshallah. And I would also like to give a message to our Muslim community worldwide. Please look after these beautiful brothers and sisters, the revered community that lives around you. Now, a lot of times they are left alone. They go through a lot of pain. They need a lot of support. They need a lot of help, especially with their new Muslim identity. They need that comfort. And if you can mix in with them really well, then they won't have that issue. Like Brother Noor said earlier, that if, you know, when he embraced Islam, you know, it was very easy for him because he found a new family. So if you could play that same role for these individuals, they could have a smooth transition in Islam as well. Thank you for watching this program. Inshallah, we'll meet up again with a new topic, topic to discuss. And also we will consider the solutions as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Thank you Allah for blessing me with Islam.
Thank you Allah.